Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about approaching your team with a strength-based approach. So without further ado, let's hop right in. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host and executive coach, Adam Melnick. With over a decade of experience in mental health, leadership, and coaching, I aim to help you understand leadership through a mental health lens. So let's sit back, relax, and have a chat. When I listen to leaders give seminars or conversational topics around leadership, they always seem to come from a weakness-based approach or mindset. You hear it when they do job interviews with potential team members and they ask, "What are your weaknesses? What do you struggle with?" Or when they're doing performance reviews, they highlight team members' failures, what their problems are, and where they need to improve. You hear this in conversational topics with other leaders where they talk about bad employees, employees that they need to get off the bus to get better employees on. One, this is very much a black and white thinking that doesn't really mesh with the real world. But on top of that, this is a weakness-based approach. We highlight the flaws and the struggles and the strifes and the negative attributes of individuals without highlighting any of their strengths. This causes huge turmoil within organizations when you do that. Sadly, most organizations come at their employees and team members with a weakness-based approach. I remember learning about the prison system. And in the prison system, they often treated their inmates as inhuman, almost like animals. The irony is that by treating these individuals like animals, they started behaving like animals. This is not only true for prisoners, but you and your team. See, the thing about humans is that whatever you put into them, or whatever you put into yourself, will be amplified and will ultimately come out. For example, if you start highlighting an individual's weakness and how they're not good enough, then that becomes amplified and starts predominantly overtaking all aspects of their life. I remember talking to a leader, and she was upset with her team because she viewed them as incompetent. They couldn't do the job, they were always relying on her, and honestly, she felt like they were good for nothings. Unfortunately, it was clear to me that this leader came from a weakness-based approach. She viewed her team as incompetent and incapable and thus treated them that way, and so her team members exhibited those incompetent traits. In a weird way, she had created this self-fulfilling prophecy of, "My team is incompetent, so I will treat them as incompetent," and as a result, they acted like they were incompetent. To help her get out of that mindset, we had to start changing her view of her employees and team members into one not of weakness, but of strength. See, a strength-based approach simply states that by simply existing, by your team simply existing, or by individuals simply existing, they have value. Let me repeat that. Your team and your team members have value by simply existing. These individuals are resourceful. They are resilient. They are smart. How do I know that? Because they've all completed school. In some cases, they have degrees or masters that they had to obtain on their own. They got into this job by themselves. They live on their own. In fact, they live a very productive, happy life outside of work. They are resourceful. They know their stuff. And that's what you need to remember. When I worked in the homeless sector, one of the things I had to reprogram my mind around was the idea that these individuals that I was working with are incredibly resourceful and resilient. See, it's a common myth that homeless people are lazy, that they're struggling, and they can't do anything by themselves. That's simply not true. Many of my clients had been homeless for over a decade. These individuals that were homeless, if they truly did not have the skills to navigate our world, if they were not resilient, if they were not smart enough, if they were not resourceful enough, if they did not have any strengths, they would have died out a long time ago. Living on the streets is incredibly hard. And what I had to find out is many individuals that were homeless were incredibly resourceful. They could manipulate me and my colleagues like nobody's business. They understood the finer points of where to sleep in the river valley, or where to go when they need shelter, where to get food, how to get food, and how to move around the country. They were incredibly strong. They were incredibly resilient. And this is just the homeless. We're not even talking about your team. Your team who you hired and paid that are incredibly smart and well-educated. If my homeless clients are that resourceful, I promise you, your team members are equally as resourceful, if not more. Remember, we see people as holding value by simply existing. They have strengths. We do not see people as broken and weak, because if we see them as broken and weak and we highlight that broken weakness, they will exhibit it. Those weaknesses, those negative attributes that we don't want, will come out. In a strength-based approach, we highlight individuals' strengths. We have conversations around these strengths. We focus on our language to change it from a weakness language into a strength-based language. For example, Greg is a bad employee. We change that to Greg is a struggling employee. He's just struggling right now. By saying he's bad, we are insinuating that he cannot change and thus we need to get rid of him. By saying that he's struggling means that he has the capacity to change and he can change. And we can help him with that. We change the language. And through highlighting individual strengths, by changing our language, by focusing our conversations to more of that strength-based, our team members will begin to show off those strengths. They will begin to become more resourceful. They will begin to be more goal-orientated. They will create independence, collaboration. They'll improve their pride. They'll increase their self-esteem and value. And they will be more likely to succeed at your organization and within their professional life. See, that's the goal of a strength-based approach. And as a leader, is to create that independence, to build up their confidence, to improve their resources and their critical thinking skills, and help move them forward. When we come at it from a weakness perspective, we hold our team back. We make them reliant on us because they're just babies. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They need us to help them. From a strength-based approach, it's the opposite. You don't need us. You have all the tools at your disposal. You can succeed without me. Here's the question that is probably on your mind. How do we change from a weakness-based perspective into a strength-based one? The first one is you need to look beyond the labels. It is dangerous to label our team, to put them into little boxes so that we can create biases or heuristics to essentially stifle their potential. I dislike many diversity initiatives because many of them tend to label people and put them into boxes. For example, when we start talking about disabilities, most individuals see disabilities as a ceiling. Oh, you're disabled. You can't get a job. You can't succeed. That's not true. If you have a disability, that just means that you're struggling in an area, but you have other strengths that you can work with to overcome that disability. The problem with many diversity initiatives is we tend to label others and ourselves and put ceilings over top of us, where we say, you can't go any higher because of X, Y, and Z. You will always be weak because of A, B, and C. Pick your label. When we look at our team, we need to move beyond labels. They are a person. They are very complicated and complex with huge strengths. They have social networks. They are resourceful. Think of them as a person, not as a label. The next point is we need to look beyond the problems. A fabulous example of this is many times when I coach, for example, a leader, they'll talk about a lack of self-confidence. This is the problem. They lack self-confidence, and sometimes they can get stuck on this idea of not having enough self-confidence. So I take them beyond the problem. I take them to a world where they have self-confidence. What doors open? What possibilities are there? What do they look like when they have self-confidence? And through that, through looking at the confidence problem through a lens of the potential to overcome it and what treasures await them when they do, we can work backwards and say, what is one step that we can do to start gaining that confidence? If I did it the other way around and I tend to hyperfixate on the confidence and the confidence being this massive, insurmountable obstacle, the individual, my client, would never be able to get over that hurdle. And it's the same thing with your team members. If you are hyperfixating on the problem instead of focusing on the solutions, thinking beyond the problem, seeing it as nothing more than a hiccup, a molehill in the grand scheme of things, then this problem becomes a mountain that you cannot cross. The next point is you need to think beyond weaknesses. Typically, I'll ignore weaknesses. For example, if you come coaching with me, yes, we may start on your weakness and where you're really struggling, but we will quickly move beyond that into your strengths and what we can utilize in your toolbox to help you accomplish your goals. Weaknesses are a place to start. It's not a place to end. When we're doing performance reviews, we don't ask what their weaknesses are. That's irrelevant. It does not help us. We ask what their strengths are so we can help to play towards them. When we talk to potential candidates, we don't highlight their problems. We highlight what's special and unique about them to help us understand how we can leverage them within our organization. We highlight their strengths, not their weaknesses. And by highlighting these strengths, we create a self-fulfilling prophecy where these strengths start being exhibited and shown. We improve their self-confidence, we improve their independence, and they start moving forward and becoming more productive, becoming more resourceful, and becoming a team member that we can rely on. Let me be clear, however. A strength-based approach does not mean that we shy away from weakness. Does not mean that. What it means instead is that we reframe and we overcome the weakness by emphasizing strengths. An example of this is there's a woman that was struggling with change. She struggled with all the change her organization was going through. Yes, this is a weakness. But you know what we did? We highlighted her strength, which was she was consistent and accountable, which meant that through a strength-based approach, we determined that the best course of action to help her out that she came up with was every day she took on a little change, just a little change, and she consistently did a little change until she overcame the massive change within the organization. We used her strength of consistency and perseverance to help her overcome her weakness of change. That's what we mean when we say we don't shy away from weakness. We reframe it and we emphasize the strengths. So how do we even start implementing strength-based approach within our organization? The first one is you need to have rapport with your team. We've talked about small talk. We've talked about forward. We've talked about saying hi to your team members. You have to do this. You have to have a relationship with them. If you don't have a relationship, you're not going to move forward. And this is going to be true for change management or creation of a team or finding honest truths and facts about issues or problems going on with your organization. You have to have some rapport with your team. The next step, once you have that rapport, is you need to normalize strength talk. You need to ask them what their strengths are. Maybe do some strengths mapping with them as a team building exercise. Maybe highlight your own strengths and help them come to realize their strengths. And every single time you do a performance review, you look at their strengths. Where are they strongest at? What is more strengths that they have that they can utilize within their work? This is what we do. We normalize discussing strengths. We ignore the weaknesses. The next step is we help them guide the goal setting. This is a problem I see many leaders do because they're not leaders, they're managers. And what they do is they tell their employees what they need to do, what their goals are. Most goals, I'm going to level with you, most goals when they're doing performance appraisal evaluations are horseshit goals. They are goals that employees create and team members create because it's a thing that they have to do. It is attached to their paycheck. No, these goals should be meaningful. How do we make it meaningful? We have dialogue and conversation with our team members. We sit down with them and we say, this is our strategic plan. This is where we're moving forward. Knowing that this is our strategic plan, what would you like to work on for the next year to help us excel and move forward? We let them create the goal. We listen. We discuss strengths in that goal setting stage. And we help them create that goal because now they have bought into that goal. That's why we do it. The next step is you need to be authentic. I cannot stress this enough. As a leader, you need to be authentic. People can smell when you are being fake. It will not end well for you. Most leaders that are inauthentic struggle with step one, building rapport. Why? Because there's no real connection there. You need to be authentic. And the fifth and final step is understand that everyone is on their unique journeys, and that uniqueness, their uniqueness, helps them to evolve. Your team is unique. Each member in that team is unique. That uniqueness is their strengths. It helps them excel. We just need to help them understand those strengths so that they can move to the next level. So with that, we're going to wrap up this conversation. We talked a lot about what a strength-based approach is, which is the understanding that your team and your team members have value simply by existing. It's understanding that people are resourceful and resilient. We see people not as broken and weak, because if we do, they will become broken and weak. We focus instead on them becoming strong and resilient and independent, because our ultimate goal is to create confidence, to create that independence, to create that self-esteem, the pride, the goals, because we want them to succeed. We do this by looking beyond labels. Honestly, I'm going to level with you. In our society right now, we tend to hyper-fixate on labels. Just throw all labels out the window. Stop stereotyping. That's a bias. Look beyond the labels. Look beyond the problems and look beyond their weaknesses. We do this by building rapport. We normalize strength talk. We help them guide their own goals. We are authentic, and we understand that everyone is on their unique journey. That's what it means to have a strength-based approach. I hope you learned something in this episode. It was a lot of fun making it. And next episode, we're going to be talking about addictions. So I'll see you then. Cheers. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, give it a like, and share it with a friend. And if you're ready to take the next leap and improve your leadership skills, head over to www.seatingthelead.com and book your free coaching session today.